Master Shlita, Shari Tfilo. Tonight's Seder is Medrash. Welcome to everyone to tonight's Divrei Yisairus. The Shir is sponsored by Zeicher Nishmas, Moshe Mordechai Ben Tzvi, Chaim Ben David, Nissen Ben Shmuel, and Yehuda Ben Chaim. Tonight's Seder is Medrash offers a variety of nightly and weekly shiurim, including a Sunday morning business halacha shir. Everyone is invited and encouraged to attend. We also provide an opportunity for a one-on-one charusa learning. If anybody needs a charusa or knows someone that needs a charusa, please come over or call, and together we'll try to help them find a charusa. It's a great kavod and a schus to have a Rav Goyin Bel Yibruni Shlita, Mirosh Yeshivas Yeshivas Mir, come and give some Divrei Yisairus and Yimei Rachamim Vaslichas in order to give us the proper mindset and help us prepare ourselves for the Yom Hadin. Especially Yashar Koyach to Rosh Yeshiva Shlita for taking out the time from his busy schedule and making himself always available for the klal.
The Medrash by the mitzvah of Lulav, when it's Medrash says one of the reasons, one of the time of the mitzvah of Lulav, he brings a marshal to a war, to a general, two generals that were wrangling in a war. And it's a very close tug of war, and the battle moves back and forth, and it's very hard to finally figure out who's the victor, who's the vanquished. It's not that defined. But if you see one of the sides carrying a banner of victory, and the other one doesn't have that banner, we know that that one is the victor. It says in Rosh Hashanah, in Kippur, Klal Yisrael and the Umas HaOlam are in this tug of war. In the Mishpat of the Yom Neroi, who's the victor? Who wins? Who comes out victorious from this tug of war of the Yom Neroi? But when we see on Sukkot, Ulekachtem Lachem, that the Yidin take the Dalet meaning, and they go and they say Hallel with the Dalet meaning, that establishes that Klal Yisrael is victorious in that battle. The obvious question is that where in Chazal does the Mishpat of Rosh Hashanah become a battle, like what we call it in legal language, a civil litigation between Umas HaOlam in Klal Yisrael? More or less, it's a criminal mishpat that every individual hold by Yoylam, even the form of Kibbenei Meroyim, and every person has to stand for himself in front of the mishpat of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Adam nidoin be Rosh Hashanah, exaldino inechtam be Yom Kippur. Each individual has to stand for all the inyanim. Everything. Each nation has its own judgment. Every medina goes Ezel Acher, Achman al Islam, Ezel Arav, Ezel Asayva, Ezel Ashalai. Where does this Klal Yisrael and Umas HaOlam stand in a dispute, in a civil dispute in front of the Kisei HaKavod, and we don't know who won this Mishpat, and we wait for Sukkos, and on Sukkos we take the Dalet Minim, we're victorious, the Don Natsa. We won. It needs to be a context. We need a context to this mission. The Ran in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah and the Mishnah of the Abba Prokim Ha'olam Nidoi, the Rosh Hashanah called the Ne'adam Yoshua Ovim Lefadim Kevnei Marayim, says, where is the source of this Indian that the Eibishter has done the world at Dafkan Rosh Hashanah? Why Rosh Hashanah? Why Aleph Tishrei? And he brings two cheshbonos and the minhagim of Sliches, he puts in accordingly. There's one cheshbon that's not based on the on Zehayoyim Chilas Maasecha Zikaroyim Yoyim Yishoyim. It's not based on the fact that Rosh Hashanah Yoyim Haras Oilom is the day of creation. It's the day of Bri'ah. That is the day when Adam was created. But rather, it's based on the Kapara of Yom Kippur, that Luchas Shnius and Yom Kippur Moshe Rabbeinu, finally on Yom Kippur, Vayoyim Hashem Salachti, and finally there was the Gemar of the Ritzui, that the Eibishter took us back a second time, by the Luchas Shnius and Yom Kippur. And Rosh Hashanah goes, because it's the beginning of the month, of which Yom Kippur is, and that's the whole idea of Rosh Hashanah. But then he says, when we daven, that Rosh Hashanah commemorates Yoyim Bi'as Adam, so even though creation began Chof Hei Elul, but the Adam is on the sixth day of the Tzira, and that was on Rosh Hashanah. So then what is the significance of, because Adam was created on that day, that's why we make Rosh Hashanah? So the Ran goes through the whole story of the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. And he says, Adam on that day was given a mitzvah. He didn't keep the mitzvah. He was judged. And then he was able to come up with a reprieve by the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he was Yotze B'Dimus, even though he was supposed to die in the Yoyim HaCholcha Mimenu, but the Ribbono Shel Olam extended that Yoyim, the famous Yoyim of Elef Shonin Ve'Einecha Ke'Yoyim, which is, happens to be the last run in Rosh Hashanah. The last run in Rosh Hashanah goes through that. What was the Vorcha Emes V'Kayom Lo'ad that we say in Davening? Zesha Ro'oyim V'Tfilo V'Vorcha Emes V'Kayom Lo'ad. But Adam Arishan, this is a very auspicious day, the first day when the day Adam was created. Because on that day Adam was judged, and he was able to come up with this kind of thing that the Medrash calls Yotza B'Dimus. He was able to come out with a reprieve that the Ribbono Shel Olam extended it 1,000 years. The Medrash says that the Ribbono Shel Olam told Adam that this will remain a simon for your offspring, that when they come to Mishpat on Chodesh Tishrei, that simon toiv that Adam was able to zeicha to a reprieve is going to stand them in good use, and they'll be able to tap into that simon toiv of being zeicha in the Mishpat of Rosh Hashanah. So the origins of this Mahalach in Rosh Hashanah transcends Klal Yisrael. It is not about Klal Yisrael. It's about Adam Arishan and his offspring. And yet, today Rosh Hashanah is the private domain of Klal Yisrael. Simchas Yisar Zohar, Goyim don't even know about Rosh Hashanah. Al-Medinas Boyayomer, all these Medinas that Rahmana Luslan are suffering the terrible consequences of last year's Rosh Hashanah. The people in the Medina didn't even know that there was a judgment on Rosh Hashanah of Al-Medinas Boyayomer. Billions of people in the world that suffer all kinds of suffering that was Ve'askirom l'chayim v'lamaves miloy nifkat kayoyim hazeh. It all happened last Rosh Hashanah. And these people were oblivious Rosh Hashanah night. That what was going on Rosh Hashanah day. By then, where was it? So it starts with Adam, and it passes down through the generations to Klal Yisrael, and the Goyim are shut out from the entire Rosh Hashanah experience. It begs understanding. But it also requires a deeper understanding of what went on in this reprieve between Adam Arishin and the Ribbono Shel Olam. What was he zeichet to, the Adam Arishin? We have to understand the head of Adam Arishin on two levels. It was a private head, like all chetim. Hashem gave him a tzivut, he gave him a commandment, a loisase, and by a goy, you know, as a rosson zuhi, he saw some, and here I got the phone with the Beirish, told him, Mois Thomas. And a Beirish yeish by Misa. And he was nichshal on the Aveirish yeish by Misa. So he is chayiv the consequences of Misa. It was an enza. But there's a total different aspect to Adam Arishin's head. The Ribbono Shel Olam created a world. I created a world that in that world is going to be of Vayanicheu Beganeden La'avda Ulushamra. I created a world where a human that I'm going to create, Yitzir Kapa, with the Yitzir Kapa of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the person of the Ribbono Shel Olam, created this Adam at Chasreyu Ma'at Melekim. Like it says in the Psukim in Tehillim. That this person was supposed to be the vehicle and the instrument that in this world is quite shamayi, yiskada v'yiskada shri rabba. And the Ribbono Shel Olam warned him, I'm warning you, please don't destroy my world, don't destroy my master plan. And the other Rishon on the first day of creation put the entire master plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in jeopardy. He ate from the Eitz Hadas. The entire being of Adam changed dramatically. He sent them out of Gan Eden. Mihi yidlcha ke'erumati. Ke'erumata, he acquired all the negatives of the Eitz Hara as we know it. From a madrega of Elohim's Boishashu, he became in a madrega of Mihi Yidlcha Ke'eru Mata. All in a minute. What's the purpose of the Bria? He came that close to Achri V'Selami. And on that he got a reprieve. If not for this, what's the purpose of giving him a 930 more years or 1,000 more years? But in Sfarim Shtey that he got the 1,000 years so he could use those 1,000 years for rehabilitation. To rehabilitate the Adam in a way that he could establish a race, a Geza, that throughout the millennium, from that Geza will be built the Adam that's going to be the Kabbal Mashiach. That Adam of like Mola Oretz Deo Es Hashem Kamayim Layom Mechasim. That Adam. That Adam that Lo Yerohu V'lo Yashchisu V'harkachi Ki Mola Oretz Deo Es Hashem. That Adam, the seedling of that Adam was preserved in the Dimus of Adam Arish. And the Ramchal writes in Derech Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered this opportunity to join in this project of establishing and re-establishing the Adam through this Geza to all the Goyim equally. The 10 generations till Avram and the 10 generations from Avram. And even by Matan Torah, Hashem is Sinai, Bor, Bezorach, Miseir, Lom, Oyafiyah, Me'apor, and those of you who is Goyimesh, he offered it to the Goyim. And even Abba Yoyma said, the Rambam writes, every individual person could be choiset tachas knofot of the Shechina and join in the project. So it's not about a gift called Rosh Hashanah Stam to be zeichet the din and the egin mishpat of toivin ra of maisin, but for a greater goal. That the only reason we hear the chalal is for kavanas kvoida kavanosoy yizborach in the kavanosoy in the bria, and other Marishan had an opportunity to reestablish Adam as it was meant, rather than the Adam as we know Adam. And that project at the end, as history progressed, only Klal Yisrael undertook that project. So nobody has a taina, I don't know what's Rosh Hashanah today. If not for this project, there is no Rosh Hashanah. Im temaze oimekadin, mi yitzdak lefonecha badin. There is no din. Nobody could make it. Al tovoy b'mishpotim on. Ki ma yitzdak lefonecha tocha. Odoi, we say in the davening in the piyutim, on your Rosh Hashanah, im maisim ein banu. We don't have maisim to offer you. O b'shimcha agodoi liyamod lonu. And as we know the truth, we are the other. We pass the halacha. Atem kuyin other. Einu musa oilam kuyin other. We pass the kibbutz b'kachav v'meinim italim v'roya. We are the other because we undertook this project. And we're continuing in this project. And as we stand between Rosh Hashanah, we have to go through this process of validating that mishpat, that we are the other. And there's that inherent kitruk year after year. Halolu v'halolu. Are we taka the other? Or we're remischas v'sholom in that other? So although the form that it takes is, of course, criminal mishpat. That any person, the cholboy oylam oylam upon of kibnei marayim, the ala medina yitoy yomer, each individual medina has to stand in its own judgment. But in the background, there's this undercurrent of a tug of war. Are you the other or no? Manishtana. What makes you the other? And if we don't give a satisfactory answer to what makes us the other, take that out of the equation, and it's very difficult for us to survive a Rosh Hashanah. What helps us survive a Rosh Hashanah is that because Shana Rishana, we tap into that original demos of Adam Arishon, that original demos of Tikkun HaOlam. Since we're kids, right? We don't understand this mass. There's Sifre Chaim, Sifre Mesim Suchim. There's a Masalat Toykif. There's a Chuvat Filos Daka Mavim in the Zoya Gzeirim. We have to wait till Kedusha time by Musaf to get down to the basics of Rosh Hashanah. We already twice said Bechein Tein Pachdecho, Bechein Tein Kavoit, Bechein Tzadikim, Vesimloich, Veloich Al Kol Oilu Bechmei Decho, Vinos Al Kol Oilu Bechorecho, We bow alayna l'shabeyach. Where in the whole Rosh Hashanah do we deal with the basic Yom HaDin in Rabbanim's Payet? A line of Zecheinu L'chaim, a line of Seif L'chaim, a line of Seif L'chaim. It's sprinkled in the Tefillah, but the Tefillah is Yiskadu Shnei Rabba. The whole tefillah of Rosh Hashanah is one collective crying out, Hashem hu malkeinu. We accept your malchus. Im ulefonai malchi yois kishtei shetamlichuni aleichem. But the Teretz is, that's all we have to get us through every Rosh Hashanah. The midas rachmim of Rosh Hashanah is premised on the dimus of Adam Arishon. And the dimus of Adam Arishon is the moving Adam in the direction of the Adam Yitzir Kapecha of HaKadosh Baruch. And while the whole world sinks deeper and deeper into the abyss, which is Hefech Adam, every year we have to deepen and deepen, make a deeper and a deeper commitment to tap into that depth, the shoyish within us of finding the Adam. And that's a mishpat b'chol Rosh Hashanah v'Rosh Hashanah. B'chol Rosh Hashanah v'Rosh Hashanah is that unspoken kitrug of the Yumas HaElah. Why then? Where does their Adam Shach manifest itself? But we know the truth. We know the truth that Ato b'chartonu mikol ha'amin. We know the truth. We know the truth. Shloisha simanim yesh be'uma zu. Vachmanim b'ishanim goyim lechasadim. We know the truth that there's a whole world that doesn't even know the meaning of the word bechira, and we thrive. We're constantly, constantly exercising the koyach habechira, the mailas habechira. Who besides us in the world lives constantly with that mailas habechira? But that's only few of us, unfortunately. Most of our acheinu b'nei Yisrael don't know the secret, weren't educated to the secret, and that's why it is constantly a kitruk. And it's those of us that are fortunate to know the truth, to know the MS. It's those of us that know the MS that have to carry Klal Yisrael through every year's mishpat. This shmuel is relevant every year. But I think a thinking person going into Yom HaNeroyim in light of the experience that we've experienced in the last 2-3 months, where the Yidden and Eretz Yisrael are in a very strong danger, Sakana Kiyumis, where the Simon, the Yishmaelim, attempted to totally disrupt our meaningful ability to live and exist peacefully in Eretz Yisrael. 3,500 weapons of destruction were sent on Eretz Yisrael. And there is no such a thing by a yid as minimal damage, because nefesh achas is olam malo. The nail of a yid's pinky is olam umloyoi. So any damage, whether it's physical, whether it's mortal, or even monetary damage, material damage, is olam umloyoi, it's yiddish in a chasim. Oh, but to think about the scope of what could have been, and what they wanted should be, we all know the tunnels that they've spent billions and billions and billions of dollars secretly developing. Tunnels that should be able to lead to destruction and churban, as only Yishmaelim know how to do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Matzileinu Miyadav. But it went through a system called Teva. There was a war. And although the Jews were very reluctant, they couldn't not invade and attack all the places from which these missiles were coming, from which these tunnels were coming. And there was collateral damage. And a few thousand of the enemy were killed. Some that weren't yet shooting missiles, some that were next year going to shoot, or in 5 years going to shoot. And some hospitals were destroyed. And some mosques that had missiles in them were destroyed. And the ganze Welt, from the most educated to the least educated, from the PhDs to the truck drivers, blue collar, white collar, anybody in the world, kemat a ganze Welt, such an outpouring of disdain, of no empathy, of pashut sinna. And if you thought about it, it was so difficult. It was so difficult to watch and to follow. So painful. Until one day it occurred to me, what's the psychology of this sin? From when come this sin? When Chazak Damon the Gemara, why is Har Sinai called Sinai? Shemisham Yorda Sinna Laumay Sa'ila. At Sinai, that's where the sinner came. It's Ace of Sinna Yaakov. But the collective Sinna to all the human Sa'ila, Meya Ve'esim, Sheshava Ve'esim Adinis, the Aganzi United Nations, from Finland, Bizikhveis, Iceland, from Van der Mills, From Quebec to Argentina. Yet the good, yet the Medina, yet the college, yet the university. Mishom Yarda Sinala Umasa Oilam. We got the Torah, they did it. Fekechach Raboisai. Thus is the problem that they can't come into this medrash at night to learn Mishmak Atoisis. For that they have sinna. Zimma Mulgevust, what says the tongue from Atoisis. That's the pshat benigla. Nu achilu dias lenishim toisus the toisus achoisha. When ain't a land noch toisus with Arab Chaim Briske. And it doesn't they go in the shikir and tag the professor in the college. Das felt him Arab Chaim Briske. Das felt him a mechaz chinuch. That's his problem. They don't have a mechaz chinuch. He doesn't have a Chaim Briske. He doesn't have a tzois. He doesn't have a mesilish. That's his issue. Ich meine, it's deep. Chazal teach us. There's a pasuk in Vayeschana. Ve'oisi tzivo Hashem ba'esahi. Le'lamed eischem chukim u'mishpatim la'asoischem oiso. And the Medrash and Tachuma in Kisov, he says, what's la'asoischem oiso? La'asoischem oiso, la'asoischem oiso. He says, no, la'asoischem oiso miloshem la'asoischem atem. To make yourself, that's what makes you who you are. The Torah revelation makes us into the humans that we are. It gives us koyach abchira. It gives us koyach ashlita. It makes us to have the ability to control our deeds and to make the right decisions and the right life decisions, big and small. Stating the Mefarish over there on the Medrash, in the name of the Mashah, that levada Torah, take Torah out of the equation. Moisaro Odom in Abehema Oy. Take Torah out of a human being's equation and leave a human being void of Torah, empty of Torah. Moisaro Odom in Abehema Oy. Now you want to know what happened in Sinai. In Sinai, a fraction of humanity got an opportunity to be humans. And the rest of humanity forfeited that opportunity. They chose not to give up my sirtach, not to give up my sinai, not to give up my signoi. They couldn't do it. So for the rest of history, they forfeit the chance at atem kruyim adam. And we, the little tiny fraction, got that opportunity and we're holding on to that opportunity. Many of us, unfortunately, aren't doing the drug. But there's always, Baruch Hashem, healthy, silent minority there between us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed us and He gave us the vision of Ne'er Mitzvah B'Torah Art to understand what Torah does to a human being. And that's the secret. That whenever there's a chance to point the finger at a Yid and to question the menschlich type of a Yid, the totally lose any yashas and any sickliness. The blind sinna, the blind irrationality, that a Jew is not allowed to protect himself by shooting back and doing collateral damage. That irrationality that no Ummah has to put up with. The reason we have to put up with it is Mishom Yarda Sin of the Ummah Sa'ilam. That low self-worth, that low self-esteem, deeply, deeply inherent in the Ummah Sa'ilam's psychological makeup. When they have an opportunity to point the finger at a Yid, for a chut asayra that they could perceive as, oh, we caught the Yid. We caught the Yid. He bombed the mosque. He killed a 4-year-old child. Ah, Mr. Mensch. Despicable behavior. Reminds Nazi Germany. Atkinei, Nazi Germany. When Yiddish soldiers have to protect their homeland, they're Nazi Germany. But the sinner and the kinner and the low self-worth that a Ummah Sa'ilam had, Mishom Yarda Sinna L'Ummah Sa'ilam. May Oivai Tichak Meini. Megei Karayi Dehema Yitei. We want Schayra. We want something to take with us. We don't have to go far. Listen to the Goyim. Listen to how crazy the Goyim are about what we have and they don't have. Ashreinu matoichel kei. Moinin anachnu loch Hashem alekeinu shesamto chelkeinu meyoshvei besamegne shaloi samto chelkeinu meyoshvei kronos. Onu mashkinim, hei mashkinim. Honu rotsim, hei mom rotsim. Onu rotsim, l'chaye ha'olam abo. Ve'ei rotsim lebe'er shachas. Shenemar ba'anshei domim umirmo, ato lakim tarinim, anshei domim umirmo. Nothing about that. We let you know what Torah was like, Chol ha'goyim, ka'ayim u'ke'emes nechshavu. This is the litigation of Rosh Hashanah. This is the mishpat. That we have to go in with a chizuk. We just had a testimony of months of anti-Semitism, giving live testimony to who we are, what our mission is, and what the tachlis is, and what Torah does for us. Let us redouble our dedication never to miss a Seder, never to miss a Chavrusa. Let us have a deeper understanding of what we achieve from learning, how we grow from learning. And let us all tap into other Marishites. Yotzah B'dimus, on that very first Rosh Hashanah, on the day that he was chayta for the Eitz Hadas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the opportunity to reestablish a long process of what a human being should be, till we zoichet to that great day of Musak and Oilam V'malchus Shindal and Yud. And let us not appreciate when we daven the Magza, let's not feel that the Magza is not meant for us. It's meant for some prehistoric Tzaddikim. No. This is our only claim to fame. Our only claim to fame is Ubechein Tein Pagdecha, Ubechein Tein Kavoid. When he's asking for Tvoit Shamayim, because that's all we are, and that's our only existence, is that we're instruments. This year in Bezos Hashem, that the world should come to the tachlis of Simloi Hashem Lov Atol Vadecha of Kol Masecha Vahatzir and Mishkan Vadecha Uvi Yerushalayim Yerkotshecha. And we should be Zoicha together with the Gans Knesset Yisrael to Aksimu Vahatzimu Tov.
To the Rishiva Shlita. I'll let everyone know that next week, Mitzvah Shem, Wednesday night, going to Brom Shore, will be coming to address the Olam at 9:05.